Hey, brothers and sisters. This is Elizabeth Marie with Lottery 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I do this video for His glory alone. On the 27th of December, after praying, I received a message that I believed was a message for 2023. For the Lord, every year around New Year's does give me a message for the upcoming year. However, a few days later, the Lord started showing me some things personally about what He was going to be doing in my life this year. And He wanted me to also share it because it's also for some of you as well. So this video contains two prophetic messages for this upcoming year, 2023. The first one is about what is coming on a bigger scale, on what's coming, the judgments we know that are already here and that they're going to continue, the birth pangs are going to continue to increase. The second one, however, is personal. It's about our families, brothers and sisters. So please hang in there because we all have families and the Lord wants to do something with and in our family unit. So hang in there so you can hear about the personal prophetic message that I got as well. All right, let me read the first one to you. Great forces of darkness are being released. Great witchcraft is now upon the world. The days get darker and darker, but my grace and glory also increases at an even greater rate. As the darkness gets darker, my grace and my mercy shine forth. This is going to be a year like no other. And then I heard this. I heard great peace and great war. Peace will be upon my people, for I will dwell in their hearts and comfort them. War and war drums are beating at every corner of the earth, internally and abroad, physically and spiritually. There is no escaping it except for under the care of my wings. I will hide those who come to me. And then I heard pestilence. Pestilence comes in many forms and in many ways now, for these sicknesses have been released upon mankind. Prayer and fasting can protect you. I will be with those who seek my protection. The birth pangs will increase. The judgments will fall. Do not be surprised or taken back at what comes. Soon, I will come. And with the sword of my mouth, I will destroy all that Satan has wrought. Do not despair and do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in me and I will see you through. Comfort each other with the thoughts of my coming, for it is soon. My darlings, know that I love you with an everlasting love. Soon we will be together face to face. Your Savior, Jesus Christ, of Nazareth. That was the end of the message. All right, so that one was talking, brothers and sisters, obviously about the things that will be coming this year. It'll just be increasing what we saw last year. It'll be the same judgments, but they will be increasing. That's kind of what I got out of that message. And the second one is about families. And this is important because a couple nights ago, right when I was about to go to bed, the Holy Spirit came upon me in such a strong way, and I had such a burden and felt this heavy mantle on my shoulders. And I knew it was from the Holy Spirit and that I was to do intercession for my family. It was just one of those moments with the Lord. And I felt like I was in the courts of heaven praying for Jesus' intercession in our lives. It was one of those moments I won't forget, brothers and sisters. And I saw in the Spirit how Satan has purposely set up traps and snares for the destruction of the family and the family unit. And many have fallen into this trap, unfortunately. You know, Satan sees the family as one of his greatest foes. So he is coming against it, and he ultimately wants to destroy it, because when the family unit is destroyed, then it destroys also a productive and viable part of society, brothers and sisters. So after interceding and praying, I asked the Lord if there was something he wanted to say or show me. And I heard this very distinctly. I heard Isaiah 61. So I turned my Bible to that chapter, and when I read it, tears came, for I knew the Lord was speaking to me. For what I heard in my spirit as I read that chapter is that restoration is coming. For those of you who have been suffering, for those of you who are having, there's problems in the family, there's families are torn apart, unsaved members, whatever is going on in your family, I felt what the Lord was telling me is that restoration is coming this year. What has been taken away will be returned. What the enemy has meant for harm, the Lord will turn it around for good. What is broken in your family shall be repaired. And then I heard that when I kept on reading Isaiah 61 that a double portion was coming. This is the first verse that jumped out at me. It said this in verse 4. It said, they will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. So for those of you who have been struggling with family problems, relationships, I believe that this is the year, 2023, that the Lord is going to start to rebuild, restore, and repair them. And that's what Isaiah 61:4 says. It has the word repair. It says renew. That's what the Lord is going to do. Our houses are going to be rebuilt, but this time on the foundation of the rock, which is Jesus Christ. Our relationships are going to be restored as we forgive and love one another with the love of Christ. And then our feelings and our emotions are going to be repaired as we yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit for His comfort and healing. Now as you read on down Isaiah 61, and I encourage you all to go ahead after this video and read it yourself. It says this in verse 7. It says, instead of your shame, you will receive a double portion. And instead of disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance. And so you will inherit a double portion in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. So what does that say? That says that the Lord is going to take away our shame and replace it with a double portion. And I believe this has to do with our families, because it says a double portion is your inheritance. Now, I don't know exactly what this is going to look like, this double portion, because it's probably going to be different for everyone. But I am claiming it and proclaiming it over my family and over you right now. Whatever blessings fall upon us this year, we will be rejoicing. Now, after the Lord showed me this, and brothers and sisters, this was such a strong word the Lord gave me. I can't emphasize this enough. It was not from me. I wasn't thinking about families being restored and relationships being restored. This was just for a work from the Holy Spirit leading, guiding me through this. Now, and it was for me, but it was also for you all. So then on actually, New Year's Day, the Lord confirmed this word in such a strong way. I actually listened to a sermon that I had no idea that he was going to be talking about this, but he talked about making all things new and restoring what the locusts had eaten and taken from our lives. Like it said, and it talks about this in Joel 1 and 2. Joel 2:25 says this, I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the great locusts and the young locusts, the other locusts and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you. This says that the Lord is going to restore what Satan has come and taken away from us, brothers and sisters. And I believe that this is the year we're going to see these restorations starting to happen. This is another promise of restoration on our family that we can claim and proclaim from the Lord. And I will have all these verses and a transcript of this in my blog, and the link is below, so you can proclaim and declare these verses over you and your loved ones. Now, I found two more verses I want to read that speak to this promise of restoration, repair, and rebuilding of our families. One of them is in Amos 9:11. It says this, "I will restore David's fallen shelter. I will repair its broken walls and restore its ruins and will rebuild as it used to be." And the next one is Isaiah 58:12. "Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations, and you will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwellings." The Lord wants us to be part of this restoration process, brothers and sisters, that's going to be happening with us and within our families. Okay, now let me go ahead and end with this short message that I received concerning this, because this morning while I was praying, I did ask the Lord if there's anything else, because I knew I was going to be doing a video on this restoration that the Lord wants to do with us and our families. And I did get a short message. I'm going to read it to you. I got this morning, and you'll probably be hearing this on the 3rd of January. I received this on January 2nd. The Lord will restore the family. He will prevail supreme. What he fixes will no longer be broken. Wounds healed, sorrows gone, joy returned. What the enemy has devoured, he will restore. What the enemy has devoured, the Lord will restore. The enemy will have to return what was stolen. He will no longer hold you captive, but you will be set free. Look to the Lord to do a work within your family. Claim it and proclaim his promises. Stand on his word, and he will tear down the walls and replace them with spacious places. You will then be like a well-fed calf, frolicking in his pastures with joy that cannot be contained. No longer agree with the enemy of our soul and condemn yourself or your loved ones. Break off the chains that are holding you captives and rejoice of your inheritance in the Lord. He will bring healing to your open wounds. He will bring comfort to your distressed soul, and love will cover you. Seek him now on these things and watch what he will do. Dry up your tears and fret no longer, because the Savior of your soul works among you and lives inside of you. Come to him, all who are heavy laden, and he will give you rest. And I waited a little bit and I heard this. Passion. I have passion for my people. I love them with an everlasting love. I am the good shepherd and will mend the broken fences, repair the walls, and revive my sheep. And that was the end of the message that I heard for 2023. I will now end with Isaiah 51:3. This is another promise that we can declare over ourselves and our family. The Lord will surely comfort Zion and will look with compassion on all her ruins. He will make her deserts like Eden, her wastelands like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the sound of singing.